Zimbabwe this Thursday, the July the 29th, 2021. Welcome to our live talk show, The Women's Roundtable. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's going to be one of our main discussion topics, the live talk pandemic, which is ravaging not only Zimbabwe, but the world. And the Minister of Health says as of 28 July 2021, that's yesterday, so far Zimbabwe is 103,567 confirmed cases with 3,340 deaths and 71,383 recoveries. This is from the time the COVID outbreak last year. And of course, there's a robust vaccination program going on, and the government is saying so far more than 1.5 million people have been vaccinated.
Yes, Asan, going back to the daily figures of COVID-19, the Minister of Health says that there are 1,866 new cases, which are local, that they registered, and 60 deaths were reported yesterday, which was July the 28th. And they continued to also highlight the hotspots, which they say are Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegutu in Mashonaland West, Bindura, Shamva in Mashonaland Central, and Maronzera, Murewa in Mashonaland East, Bikita, Chirezi, Mashingo Province, and also in Harare. They say there are a few hotspots in Harare, in the northern suburbs, Kulumane, and Emakandeni in Bulawayo. So these are some of the issues that are happening. And we also saw today receiving some more COVID-19 vaccines. And like you said, you know, they are trying to really, you know, fast pace the provision of COVID-19 vaccination in most centers in Zimbabwe. And we've had the Minister of Health and the government itself saying that they're going to decentralize the vaccination program, also dropping in polyclinics, dropping in some, you know, soldiers and some members of the police. So we're yet to see on the ground how that is going to take off.
Yes, Marvelous. So we'll be talking also to some women who are in various organizations and ordinary women who would also tell us their story. How are they coping during this COVID-19 pandemic? Looking at the women, the children, how are they fending for themselves? What programs are they involved in? Those who are, you know, in leadership positions, what are they doing to help the disadvantaged ones? So those are some of the issues we'll be looking at today. Yeboke, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke 29 kuNtulikazi 2021 siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk lapho siyabe sicubungula khona indaba ezijiyeneyo olumqoka lunga lwe-COVID-19 esesibona ukuthi hhayi sesidla ubhedu elizweni, hatshi elizweni kuphela kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Sikhangela ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi izolo kuphela abantu abedlula inkulungwane elikhulu i-103,567 sebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane, kukanti selibulele-ke abazinkulungwane ezintathu lamakhulu amathathu lamashumi amane, sikhuluma nge-3,340 selokhu igcikwane leli laqhamukayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kodwa kulabanye abasilayo labo abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa, kukanti kulo hlelo oluqhubekayo olokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela leli gcikwane le-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccination, sesibona ukuthi sekwedlula isigidi esile ngxenye yaso sebehlatshiwe. Sikhuluma phela nge-1,562,285. Sibona ukuthi amanani abantu abahlaselwa yilo umkhuhlane ngelanga ayakhuphuka, ngoba sikunje nje izolo kuphela ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi abayinkulungwane 1,856 abantu bahlaselweke ligcikwane le-COVID-19, kukanti kubhubhe abangamashumi ayisithupha i-60. Kungakho-ke sizabe sikhuluma ke la besifazana abathiyeneyo sizokuthi iCOVID-19 le ithinta njani inhlelo zabo. Abanye ke esibakhangeleyo lapha esizakhuluma labo ngabantu abaphethe izikhundla zobukhokheli, kukanti abanye hhayi ngabantu nje makhaza. Sizokuthi bancedisana njani, baphathisana njani ngalesi isikhathi-ke ese-COVID-19. Kodwa-ke singakayiqhubekela phambili ngesilakho-ke, asizweni-ke ukuthi uthini-ke uMarvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ini emufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLife Talk apo tinokurukura zviri kusangana nemadzimai nyanya panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19. Nasi tichange tiine zvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukupakurira ipo pano pachirongwa chedu panyaya yezviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva apo denda iri reCOVID-19 rakasunga munyika. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe nhasi yawanikwa ichipiwa dzimwe nhomba dzeCOVID-19 uyezve dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika nhasi. Apo tiri kuona kuti bazi rezveutano uyezve nehurumende vari kuti ivo vari mushishi rekuti vanhu vakawanda vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 kuitira kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kurasikirwa neupenyu panguva ino uwanikwe ivo uchiderera. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane variant yanetsa, variant iri kunzi iyo Delta variant yanetsa chaizvo, uyezve bazi rezveutano riri kuramba richipa dzidziso rekuti vanhu vangaita sei kuti vasawanikwe vachibatwa nedenda iri. Tinoona kuti kubva nezuro July 28 Zimbabwe inoti iyo yaane vanhu 103,567 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Powanikwa zvakare pane vanhu 71,383 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakarikunda. Asi pari zvino vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 vamire vari pa3,340. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti pane vanhu over 1.5 million vabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi vachizivisa zvakare kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu vakawanikwa vari kurarama nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino vari pa1,856 uyezve 60 vakatisiya nezuro kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuzikanwa sevahotspots dzinosanganisira Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegutu, Bindura, Shamba uyezve dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai seMaronzera, kwaMurehwa, kuBikita, kuChiredzi nemuHarare, tichaziva kumaNorthern Suburbs nekuKulumane nekuEmakandeni tiri kuBulawayo. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vari munzvimbo iyi vanofanira kunge vachiedza kuti vagare vakapfeka mamask uyezve vachiita social distancing nekugeza maoko kana kushandisa mahand sanitizer. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune madzimai vanobva kumaruva vachitiudzawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19. Tichizotaura zvakare nevamwewo vari muZimbabwe pari zvino nemabasa avari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19. We're now going to take a listen to some of the rural women in Zimbabwe telling us, you know, whether they've been vaccinated or not and what is stopping them from being vaccinated. Some of them are actually saying that they've had a lot of misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine, and according to them, they say that they need a lot of awareness programs to enable them to be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Tinonzwa kuti vana chiremba vakawanda vari kukurudzira kuti dai vanhu vawanikwa ivo. Regai timbonzwa kubva kune vamwe gogo vari kumashonaland west.
Makabayiwa here nhomba yeCOVID-19?
Makamboenda here kuna namukoti kana kuna nesi pataurirai?
Ndina hangu saka chidiwa kuvhara mhino.
Ndo zvamuri kuita here? Ndiri kuona imimi ndimi chete muchemberi akapfeka mask takandafamba sei muchimuine chi chidokwa-dokwa kana kuti mine muchigara makapfeka mask?
Ndakanzwa kuti inouya nomuhwani inotapurirana, saka ndakati bheta kupfeka mask kuti handanzi handibayiwe. Zvatakangonzwa kuti vanhu havabayiwe vanorwa, saka ndakabva ndangobatawo.
We're hearing there from one of the grandmothers who is in the rural area in Mashonaland West. actually saying that she heard on radio that COVID-19 is airborne. So she's practicing social distancing. She washes her hands and she uses a mask because she heard that if you have high blood pressure, you shouldn't be taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Regating to which I can be So we're hearing there, like I said earlier on, from a young woman who's also a new mother. She's saying that she hasn't gotten the vaccine because she heard that those who are breastfeeding should not be getting the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're going to also hear our last young lady who's of school going age talking about, you know, whether she knows about the COVID-19 vaccine and her thoughts. There, the young lady saying that she heard from school that, you know, people should go and get vaccinated, but she says she's still scared because she wants to see whether those that have been vaccinated are okay. But I'm not sure at that age whether they've now started the program to vaccinate the young girls like her age.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 naku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Over to you, sir, but I've got my guest on the line. Savannah Madamombe is now here, so as soon as you are ready, just let me know.
Yebo ke siyabonga Mathelas sibula babasanda ke ukusixhuma sixoxa ke ngesiphathelane le COVID-19 njalo besibona ke abanye abalaleli bethu abakhulume le Studio 7 bechasisa ukuthi hayi bona balenkolelo eziningi ezimayelana le COVID-19 leyi. Abanye bathi babona ngani ukuthi xa umuntu embonisa akumelanga ahlatshwe lokunye nje okunjalo njalo bebesichasiselwa ke lapho ukuthi kuhamba njani. Yikho ke sike saxoxa futhi ngaphambilini kwale ingxoxo labanye abahlonitshwa bethu abasitshele eziphathelaneyo ezijiyeneyo eziphathelane labesifazane. Sike saxoxa nonkosazana uTilia Zwanda owenhlanganiso ye Bulawayo Residents Association yena layo uzasichasisela ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle okukhathaza abesifazana nabantwana ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ngoba bona bacubungula behlaziye okwenzakalayo ezigabeni zabo. Asizweni ke ukuthi yena uthini.
Ngathi inhlelo ziningi kakhulu
sibonge kakhulu ke unkosazana Otilius Manda yena ke obona ngesiphathelane labesifazana i-Women's Branch ke kuBulawayo Residents Association. Sengatoliki ke ukuthi kuyini ke yena abekutsho. Sizake sizwe ke ukuthi omunye njalo esixoxelayo obona ngezempila kahle kukhansili yena ke ngukhansila Sinikiwe Mutanda ukuthi yena uthini ngabakubonayo okuphathelane labesifazane. Yebo ke, those were our two women rights defenders we spoke to some time, and they are both saying that the domestic violence is still continuing in families. And there we had the chairperson of health committee in the Bulawayo City Council, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda. She was actually saying that in her ward alone, seven women have withdrawn their gender-based violence cases against their husbands. And when she asked them, they say it's because they needed a police report to get treated in the hospital. So they to do that. Otherwise, they don't want their husband to be in jail. So the men are back again in the house, and they are just hoping that there won't be any more cases, because they are saying some are the habitual. It usually happens over and over again. You may see the very same women going to the court and then withdrawing the cases. And before that, we heard Otilius Manda of the Women's Branch at the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who's saying the women, the problem they have now, even if they go and line up for vaccines, they will be late, the curfew is at 3, so they won't have enough time to buy stuff, and they end up buying outside when the shops are closed, and those are expensive goods. So staying there in the lines to get vaccinated, it also disadvantages them from doing most of the work they are supposed to do, looking after the children and fending for themselves. Yes.
Studio 7, tibatei na 7 PM, pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930-6170 ne 7270 kHz pa shortwave mazwa ose. Munokwanisa ogonzwa Studio 7 na 6 AM, muvuro kushika chishanu, pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930-6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave.
Apo tanga tukunzwa vanyari kani wedu vangavari kutaura ivo vachisinya yari kunyanyonesa pamadzimai ari kuwanikwa ivo vachisangana nemhirizhonga ndeye kuti vamwe madzimai vanokwidza nyaya dzavo kumapurisa asi kuti vangowana report kuitira kuti vaende kunowana kurapwa kuchipatara mahara asi kana pakusvika panguva yekuti varume vaive vasungiswe madzimai vaive vanobva vabvisa nyaya yavo kumapurisa saka ndozvimwe zviri kusanganikwana nemadzimai izvo kutaura kwanga kuri kuita vanyarikani vedu. Asi tabva taita rombo rakanaka nemuzvare Savannah Madamombe vanovaivo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve vachishanda nevanotora zvino vari pano pachirongwa chedu vachitiudzawo maonero avo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19 sakanangana nemadzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Madamombe. Hello, regai tione kuti muzvare Madamombe tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Tukuona kuti pari zvino ndofunga line yava iswita but tinavo panhare tikuedza kuti tione kuti tingataure navo here tichinzwawo kuti kwakamira sei asi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino zviri kunyanyonesa munyika yeZimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuwana ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 asi nyaya yekuzowana kuti uwane kuti worapirwa pfupi ndiyo iri kutinetsei pari zvino kutaura kwavari kuita vachitaura vachiti ivo kunzvimbo dza
yebo ke lapo mavelasike besathi udinga omunye umhlonitshwa wethu ozasixhasa manje ke masinyane yena ke singathi ke kathesi okwakamanje sisamelele ukuthi sixoxelayo unkosazana Savannah Madamombe olwela ilungelo loluntu Kodwa sengayikhathana ke ecingweni kathesi sesileyo siphatha amandla sogatsha lwabesifazana kunhlanganiso ye kubandla lezombusazwe ke LMDC Alliance ke sikhuluma ngonkosikazi Barbara Chanyaniwa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga Sthandwe.
Yebo ke may you remind our listeners and viewers who you are.
Thank you so much, my name is Barbara Chanyaniwa. I'm the national spokesperson for Assembly MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Thank you.
Yes, we are discussing COVID-19 and how it's affecting women in the country. So far, within your party, what can you say are the most... How is COVID-19 affecting most of your programs as the Women's Assembly?
Yes, firstly, I would like to say COVID-19, it is the new variant. It has caused a lot of disarray. It has caused a lot of deaths. People are dying. And as MDC Alliance, we have been encouraging people to observe the restrictions so that they stay safe, and we are seeing most women, they are not technologically compliant. So there is a very, very big problem.
Yes, and can you say this may affect the way the women participate in politics? Thinking that now maybe you are preparing for elections and other programs like that.
Yes.
Has to use to complain as Women's Assembly about violence towards women or arbitrary arrest against women. Is it better now and are women able to campaign or go about their, you know, daily programs without any harassment, which your party alleges?
Right now, it is limited to their restrictions. I don't know if
the restrictions are there. We'll come back to you shortly once we take another guest. So marvelous, there was Barbara Chanyaniwa, who has explained mostly on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the women's activities. Over to you.
Let's quickly take our next guest. Sisisa Bana Madamombe, talk to you about the Pachirongwa.
No tender, Makabiniwa Terem.
Imi mburi kuu Zimbabwe tarishino mchiba iko kuno ku New York. Mungati kwa kamira seita nye ye chingere chike COVID-19. Zisha mbukona.
Mazala tarishino kuna kumira shaganaka. Kofi, irkura, ya wanwaru kuhuara. Zunazuna kumira mshe maosipo waka zara. Ya, andisi ya kulinganya kusigira sei kutia kuna kumira mshe.
Mboti sana ngureipa nye ye shisatara. Eja kamira sei zisha mbukona.
Kuzvipatara kwakazara ini ndakatendawo neimwe brother yangu anga aita positive takasvika kuparirenyakoko kwavakaita wadi yavari kuti wadi yecovid takatotaurwa kuti makazara vatingotora only those who are critical even then they are not enough there.
Saka makazoita sei kunyatsotsanangurai kuti makafamba sei
so
kune munhu
akateeraatakasvika takasvika tikatestwa akanzi positive tikanzi chiendai ku main hospital takanomira muqueue manga pangambe nequeue yanga yakareba ndikatombobvunza nesu angu aripo kuti ko zvino hanzvadzi yangu zvaari positive tikaramba takamira panabhasi tiri kuzadza vamwe here tinobvita kuzadza vamwe zvikanzai tomirai vanhu vese vari panapa vazhinji vacho vatotestwa vari positive tikazopinda kuwadc kwacho kwatakagara nguva hombe simira kutsona ana chiremba vakazomuona vakati uyu zvaasiri kushowa masainzi ekurwara dzokerai henyu naye kumba mungonoisolata munoitawo zvamunoita mikondikati ko zvino hatina kokuisolata zvikanzi hapana zvekuita munhu wese aingobuda imomo anga asingarwara aingonzi dzokerai kumba munoisolata kumba so ndo nhamo yacho iriko hakuna maquarantine places zvakanga zviripo zviye pekutanga saka kana uhanzi positive unongonotsvagawo kumba kuona kutoita sei.
Saka imi sehanzvadzi yenyu muri kuzvifambisa sei manje tichiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vanogara vakati wandei imi muri kuzvigona sei?
Hapana kuzvigona Mavhilasi nekuti izvozvi zvisusu vamwe vacho takatongo hapana kuzvigona hapana magonero unongonzi ari murumu make but matoilets handi mamwe chete zvimwe zvese munosheya chii hapana kuzvigona so tongomirira tese takungotarisa kuti taapa exposed which means isusu vese vari pamba hapana kwatichaenda taakungogara pako kusvikira taona kuti tazotestwa taita negative
tombotarisa nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba muri kuona zvakamira sei munyika pari zvino
Mavhilasi inini ndakasvika muno muna February hurumende yange yakavhura nzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vachinzi vavaccinatwa nini hangu ndakanga ndabva ndavaccinatwa majekiseni angu maviri asi vanhu vakanga vasingaende vanhu vaitya vanhu vanokahadzika vanhu vari kuramba vachingofunga izvozvi zviri kutaurwa kunzi hauzozvara vada kurayi vanhu vatema kune vamwe vakaenda zvishuwa mabve kutanga kwaizara kusvikira dzimwe nzvimbo dzambovharwa nekuti kwanga kusina vanhu iye zvino kune nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakavhurwa unoona kuine malaini akawanda asi vazhinji vamwe vanhu vachiri kungotya futi saka unobva watongoshaya kuti zvinoita sei asi chandoziva ndechekuti munhu wese achangovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere kana kuti nevhaccine so zviri nani kuti unobayiwa chi jekiseni pane kuzovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere
saka imi semaonero enyu zvamakaona kunew york nezvamakaona kuzimbabwe pane zvamadzidza here zvingaitwawo nehurumende kuti panyaya yedzidziso nokuti tatine mamwe madzimai ekumashonaland west ekumaruwa vanga vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana kuti sei vasati vatora nhomba zvii zvingaitwe kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kuti nhomba idzi dzakakosha sei
chinonetsa Mavhilasi ndechekuti meseji inoenderana kuti iri kutaurwa nani ini ndinofunga kuti dai hurumende yakatora vanhu not public but private sector iriyo yakafamba ichitaurira vanhu nezvenhombai nekuti vanhu kana vakachitaurwa nehurumende ivo vamwe vacho vachikahadzika nenyaya yemabatirwo avanoitwa nehurumende iyoyo havateerere zvekutaurwa nehurumende iyoyo handiti nekuti pane makakatanwa saka pamwe zvichida dai hurumende yatora yashanda nemapublic nemaprivate sector ichifamba ichitaurira vanhu vangave vanobvuma kubayiwa nhomba ithink ndo pamwe pane nhamo iripo nekuti isusu zvataiona kunew york ndezvekuti sagavhuna wedu wekunew york aive munhu aifarirwa nevanhu sipereki achifarirwa nevanhu kudaro saka taitomirira kuti ari kuti chii asi toteerera zvaari kutaura toita so chimwe chinhu chandinoona ichocho chinotadzisa kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba kana tikatarisa pakuti kufamba vanhu vachinge vachinzi mavharirwa taitwa iyoyo lockdown vanhu vazhinji vari kufamba nekuti vari kutsvaga chikafu dai hurumende yacho yabatsirawo vanhu kuwana chikafu vari panzvimbo dzavari handikunge kuti vaifamba semafambiro avari kuitai asi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanzigarai vasina chekudya ndiri kuona vanhu vanongoramba vachimbeya vachitsvaga chidhorari kuti vadye
maybe if we can just switch quickly to English if you can just tell us your experience that you faced when your brother was not feeling well and you went to get him tested for COVID-19 what happened
so what happened Mavhilasi was really something that I think it's borderline carelessness or it's an institution that doesn't understand or was not prepared so when they called us after I had argued and said look I can't come because there's COVID we arrived without them even notifying us that the institution had a COVID issue so when we got there we took our brother we started putting the things in the car and then all of a sudden another car which looked like an ambulance shows up so I'm asking them what is going on why is this car here they casually just told us that two people had tested positive so I was like what do you mean so you mean they're all going into testing they're like yeah we are taking people to testing I said what about my brother oh he's not showing any signs sure enough my brother wasn't showing signs but when we took him to get tested he was positive so it means there was no understanding even on it from an institution you understand institution level so they exposed us and at that point I couldn't just leave my brother I had to take my brother with me to Parirenyatwa and then I couldn't just say to him just go by yourself inside the COVID zone I had to go with him which means I'm further exposing myself and then exposing other people I just think it wasn't handled well
so from there how are you now you know, like giving care to your brother. We know most family live, you know, as a community. Is it doable? How are you doing it?
It's not. It's not doable. We share bathrooms. We share toilets. So it's just that, you know, everybody is exposed. So now we know that, you know, more than 10 members of the family are exposed. Now we are scrambling to get whatever the medicines that are being sold on in the pharmacies. I don't know what works or doesn't work, because the government says use this, and then the doctors are saying, yeah, you can use this. We don't know whether they're pushing this because they want money. We just don't know. You just take anything because you're desperate. At this point, I'll drink anything, right? I'll just drink anything.
What about the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine? What are you seeing on the ground?
You know, in the beginning, people were getting vaccinated. But at the same time, there were so many places open and a lot of people who are still not going through it. There are a lot of conspiracy theories around. Whether it's true or it's not, nobody verifies. People are just afraid. And I think the other issue is also about trust. If I think the government should probably use private sector to go and talk about vaccines to people, because there's no trust between people in the government, right? So it makes people skeptical. They fear. They don't trust what is coming out. But when I'm looking at what is happening in New York City, when the governor, who is well-liked and well-loved by the people, was talking to us about the vaccine, we used to just listen to him and do whatever he says. So I think they when it comes to this vaccine, talking to the people, let's have the private sector as well involved, talking more so that people can understand this is not about politics. This is about just saving people's lives. It's about your life and other people's lives.
Maybe before I let you go, I know, you know, you're on a tight schedule. Unless if you can give us a few more minutes, I can keep you on the phone. That's up to you. Just also, you know, when you look at women, what are you seeing when you look at, you know, the number of women that are actually going out there to get vaccinated?
I think women are getting more vaccinated than the men. The men are hesitant, and too much conspiracy theories about black people this, black people that. But I see, because you remember the other thing that I'm doing is dealing with people who are abusing drugs. There's a huge exposure that women, as mothers who are taking care of these kids who are dealing with drugs, they are being exposed a lot, because these guys, they don't stay at home. They go and do their drugs at night, and then they share these apparatus that they use for smoking, right? They're sharing 20, 30 people, and then they come back at home. I know of two mothers who have died in the group. We have two groups of women, of parents on WhatsApp. Two parents died, and they died of COVID, and their kids had tested positive as well. So the women are being exposed because they are the natural as it is anyway. But the whole entire family gets exposed once COVID gets into the family.
Thank you very much, Savannah Madamombe, a rights activist, just sharing what she's seeing on the ground. We'll come back to you shortly, Asa.
We'll go back to our other guest, Barbara Tanyanywa. Can you respond, or what are your views to what our other guest, Savannah Madamombe, was saying?
Okay, I think what she was saying, it's exactly what's happening in Zimbabwe. For example, I've got my daughter. My daughter is in isolation. She tested positive for COVID-19. So this is how real the situation is.
Yes, sorry about that. You can go ahead.
Yes, and this is how real the situation is. So she's isolating. The good part is, the good part of it is she can isolate because the house, they're big rooms, and the rooms are many. There's also my other daughter, she's not a small baby, and they're isolating, they are not mixing. So even the the uncle, his, their uncle was also tested positive, their own house in Madrid and Glawai. So you can see how deadly this virus is, Sunday. And to make matters worse, people are still moving. People do not want to stay in homes, like what the caller has just said, to say they don't have a choice, because there's what we call this hunger virus, this coronavirus versus hunger virus. So people will just go out to look for food because people are hungry. They can't stay in their homes. And the people there's also a situation in Marondera where they use bore water in towns. The tap water is not coming out. So people come to the bore without masks.
Okay.
So you see, it's not that they don't have those masks, but they have to buy them.
Okay.
So this is how the situation is. And even the hospitals, I'm told, they are full. The cemeteries, I saw someone who was there in Blawai at the northern cemetery was taking videos. It was car after car. Every minute there was a hearse getting into the cemetery.
Yeah, okay. Where's Vagana? Before we go back to Madam Ombi, can you tell us ngesindebele ukuthi uthini ngamazwi akhulumileyo yena unkosazana Madam Ombi ngokwenzakalayo njalo lawe kuyini okukwehleleyo ngaleli gciwane le COVID-19?
Ngiyabonga Sandile, okukhulunywe ngusisi wami Madam Ombi.
Aiwa, apho tangathi siri kunzwana nazvo sezvo microphone yangu inge isina kuwanikwa iyo yakavhurika. Saka potanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna munyarikani wedu vari pano vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yenyaya iyo yedenda recovid-19 vachitaura kuti ivowo hama mwana wavo kuZimbabwe ikoko akatowanikwa achibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uye pari zvino vatori panzvimbo iyoyi yekuita isolation nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva inoyi. Saka regai timbobata zvakare Savana Madam Ombi munyarikani wedu watinaye pari zvino kuti timbonzwa kuti kumaruwa kwakamira sei nepamusoro pedenda irori recovid-19. Alo, muzvare Madam Ombi. Regai tiedze kuti tione kuti tingavabata here tichinzwa kuti kwakamira sei kunzvimbo yeMashonaland West uko kumusha kwavo. Timbonzwa kuti ko zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Apo tangata vanga varipo panhare asi saasise kuziva kwamunoita nhare dzekuZimbabwe dzinombowanikwa network ichidonha. Saka regai tiedze zvakare kuti tivabate tione kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19.
Yebo ke kulungile, sisamelele omunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Madam Ombi. Unkosazana unkosikazi Chanyanyiwa, ubungakuchaseli ke ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi i-COVID-19 leyi ithinta njani inhlelo zenu njengabesifazana kubandla le-MDC Alliance? Ziqhutshwa njani inhlelo, ukuhamba njani?
Ngiyabonga Sandile. Okwakathesi engingathi i-COVID-19 ngenxa yokuthi kunemithetho ehambelana no-COVID-19 ukuthi abantu abamelanga bahambe.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu amai Barbara Chanyanyiwa vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezviri kusanganikwa nemadzimai vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19. Uyezve tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichitarisa zvakare sekutaura kwataita kuti muzuva ranhasi Zimbabwe yawanikwa iyo ichiwana dzimwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika muzuva ranhasi.
Yebo ke, ungasitshela njalo ke nkosazana Chanyanyiwa ke ngolimi lwesishona ke ukuthi uthini lawe ngalokho okunye nje besixoxa ngakho lokho zobe kukhulunywa ngonkosazana Matamo.
Ndinotoendaandeileaasugara pasi ende aasugara pasi nenyaya yokuti kune dzara And for sure,
But pane here zviri kuitwa ane vatingati mapazi enyu ezvematongerwe enyika kuti muedze kukurudzira madzimai kuti vaende kunobaiwa nhomba pasina nyaya dzezvematongerwe enyika.
Studio 7, esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
Ngesizwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ARTUZ esake saxoxalaziso unkosazana Sokoluhle Ndlovu ukuthi uthini ngabantwana abangamantombazana ezikolo ngesikhathi se-COVID-19.
Abantwana bele-idle njengakhathesi, so bangena entweni ezingayisiyo, so yabona abanye sebesezibungezwa and stuff, ama-especially girls early marriage. Sikhangela abafana abaningi vele sebekuma-ining ima-illegal mining lana, especially mne-community engifundisa kiyo vele ikumayiningi nanama-mines kakhulu a so that way abantwana abaningi sebekhonangala, abanye amakazana sekhonangale for prostitution. So yiwo ama-problems esiwakhangelele nxa izikolo zithatha isikhathi eside so zingavulwanga. But there's nothing that we can do because the number of cases of COVID, they are rising daily.
Ungathi uhlupho lokumantombazana kakhulu kula abantwana abangabafana ibapha baba baningi eklasini nxa selibuyela.
Kukhanyeke ngikhangele ngesikhathi sokuregister abalokhu abantwana for form four levels. Inumber idiclinile kakhulu. Kufanele ukuthi abafana vele sokungalinto iyafanana because out of 50 years of 30 something. Sebekukho kuregister abantu abangu-less than 20, about 16, 17 there. It's only about girls ukuphela abankazana. Sekuhlangele vele konke boys vele amaningi badropile out.
Kodwa kule nhlelo yini emphakathini ezokuhuga abantwana ukuthi bebuyele esikolo kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele ezibancedisayo?
Hayi, akhona ama-organizations asekhona amaningi. Abanye baba-visa back eschool sebebe umuntu ezoceda ama-O-level zakhe. Abanye baba-empower izinto ezokuthunga into zepoultry and so forth because ingakhangela ku-community engiyiyo yona akhona phela ama organization wa bring that to the girl town.
Abafana ke laba abathatha izidakamizwa.
Yeah, uba usebenza ngakho khona makhaya sekhithi ukuthi uthathe ama programs amalini. Ora njengokuthi they are no longer ukuthi sesithi emakhantana noyikazana kakhulu but se involve so we injure civic ukuthi even umntana ongumfana naye get to benefit from that. Because no one is going to be kind to my organization amalini after we land umuntu ongumfana. But this is going to be a lot of things or cut and so many ones so we abantwana bangabafana. Amalimi organizing service sibabhadala sakhethi sabhadala umntwana oyigazana sibhadalela bonke nje any child needs e-health usebhadalelwa ama-organizations.
Kuyabancedisa yini phambili lokhu ukwemba amatshe aligugu abafana ukuthi yinto umuntu angaphila ngayo? Ungasichazisela ukuthi ubona umahluko kuyiphi abantwana laba abafunda emakhala basemaphandleni othi ekugcineni imfundo yabo ingasafani?
Yeah, abantwana bemalokhuza bemakhaya kungekho abafunda and then ikhangele futhi abephapha abanye amatik even though abasuke kwenza imidala amathisa zabo around like abantwana bahamba ngesoti kokuthi besiyanjani besiyafunda kuma-ambisenza ama-extalesson ze-private lessons ngekhaya uphele yedwa kulaka lambabisalayo amfundisayo online learning ekunyeleli kubo bonke radio lessons akunyeleli bonke because abanye vele akula radio ekhaya akula TV ekhaya so uzangekhaya vele sinkathi nikhangele sikulayo emakhaya vele emaphandleni i-school zama-school fees angkhona vele ze-curative na-45 ama-resources abanawo ufinda ukuthi isikolo sine-1 or 2 or 3.
Sizweni ke okwesibili amazwi kaNkosazana Otilias Banda ubona ngeziphathelane labesifazana kwinhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uzalandelwa njalo ngokhansila Sinikiwe Mudanda yena-ke okugatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansila yakoBulawayo besitshela nge-COVID-19 lesiphathelane labesifazana.
Ukukhathazeka kakhulu abantu besifazane yona ngokwayo i-vaccine ama-centers angikhona alama-long queues ukuthi umuntu ayenelise ukuthola i-vaccine njalo kuyenza lokusebenza kube nzima ngoba abantu besifazane ngabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenza engingathi ngama-vendors iningi labo ephila ngokuzisebenza ukuyadinga i-vaccine kubathathela isikhathi eside ilanga lonke umuntu akhila esetshayelwa likhola lokuthi kuvalwe engasebenzanga lutho okudala ukuthi imoli zabo zingasenelisi ukuthola ukudla ngoba khona lokudla kwangikhona ngaleso sikhathi se-COVID sokudula ngeokunye kungezelelwayo ukuthi izitolo ziyakhangisa ukuvalwa kube sokuthengwa ebantwini phansi okuyabe sokulentengo ephezulu ephezu kwale esithenga ngayo kuba ngcono kuzaba ngcono kodwa inani lezindawo zalapho okuhlatshelwa khona yizo ezilutshwana eziyenza abantu begcine sebeminyeni bona bevele besiyadinga khona ukuhlatshwa okuyingozi ukuthi bayagcina sebesuka lapho abahlatshwa khona bevele sebewuthethe lowo mkhuhlane. Abantu bebeminana begcwala kakhulu lapho okuhlatshwa khona okuthi abantu babebaningi okudlula wona amajekiseni kodwa bazamile ukuhlatshwa sibili laba abazisebenzayo iningi langkhulu. Kunjakela lose uqale uhlelo le-lockdown luya lukula kakhulu ezindlini ngoba nanko labantwana sebetshona bekhona ezindlini ukugana lokona kuba kuningi lokungazwanani ezindlini kuba kuningi okunye kudalwa yikhonokho ukuthi abantu bebezikhandlela iy'ndleko zendlini seziningi ngoba imuli isitshona ivuthene ingasafakalalanga isiyadinga ukudla udlakela luyakhwela kunye lezigebenga zibeningi zidalwa yikuthi labo akade bezincedisa kunhlelo zokuhamba engathi abamakhondi abangekho kuhlelo lokazukho Labo sebe ngabantu asebephelele imisebenzi, asebehlezi ezindlini. Abantu batshontshelwe emini libalele, bagazwa emini libalele. Ngingathi inhlelo ziningi kakhulu, kodwa inhlelo kathesi sizenza kubomakhalekhukhwini ukuthi sixoxisane labomama ukuthi singancedisana njani nokuthi abantu kabazivikele. Yikho kathesi sikwenzayo kakhulu njengenhlanganiso ngoba inhlelo zokubuthana kazisavumi ngomthetho we-lockdown lo khona. Kodwa uma radio lingaluphosensi kuzonke inhlanganiso iyakhuluma njalo singabantu esiluqakathekisayo uhlelo lololukhona kathesi lokuthi abantu bezivikele bahlatshe bagqoke amamaski.
I-COVID hey, isibhahile and abantu bayafa kuqala besisaha uyazi usakuzwela nje kwezinye indawo but khathesi kuhamba abantu esiyabe sibazi and nginanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abangani bayabhubha ngabantu abadala ngingazi ukuthi imbangela yangikhona yikuyini but abantu abadala bayabhubha and I've witnessed ama-cases ngingathi phose angu-4 maybe just few meters away from me in that place engihlala khona endlini. And as a council, as a department, what we are doing now ukuthi umuntu engaveli kuthiwe ubulewe ufe nge-COVID, especially the palace bengalayeza ngesikhathi esi-right with the council department, the health department, bayagijima beyenza infumigation ezinendlini nxa kuyukuthi ngumuntu okade esendlini or even ebubhele esibhedlela but ebelesikhathi esifitshane ekade esendlini bahamba beyenza infumigation. Sikhangelele ukuthi i-response team igijime masinyane kungabi lesikhathi eside but we are facing challenges councillors. Uzathola ukuthi abantu bayafuna ukuhamba ezimfeni so sigqugquzela nje abantu ukuthi sike nini sime nini sibilikenza ama-gatherings amaningi athize. Siyazi sibilithi sihlangichasachayisana sibili lo bunzima obukhulu ukuthi abantu vele isintu sethu sithi abantu siyakhalelana but nxa ungasamba ngiyakhalela umuntu especially us as leaders kuyabe sekungani usukhethile ukuthi ubani kumbe usuyangeka ukuthi ubani.
Phambilini walingxoxo uthe i-council iyakhathazeka njalo ngokuphathelane lodlakela ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19. Ungasichasisela ngalolu daba.
I'm a little bit worried ngendaba yama gender-based violence because most of the time, mama ba with the trauma cases. I'll say in my word, for like this past month, I think go with the trauma about 7 cases as a gender-based violence, and it will be a man, a child, or sfazana, and it will go to usehamba usesiya with the trauma. The other case I was asking mama ukuthi why you withdraw when uvela umbophiseleni wathi ngambophisa because amapolice ayethe afuna ipolice report. So I was asking her, I asked her ukuthi ngabe amapolice babengafuna ukuthi uthathe ipolice report for you to be treated in hospital wawungasozwanelise yini ukuthi uyethatha uyeyenza ipolice report. So what I feeling and also in hand. So we are facing ama challenges, ama kulu kakhulu, ama nengi kakhulu, ni gender based violence.
Yes, so Masinika, if you can give us your last words in a single bed, which we know what is happening to Mugutu Beguinzi. Moms was over 21 minutes.
Ngiyabonga mina engukhoza khona abantu ukuthi bakhubeka labelo kanjena izimiso ze-COVID ezifana nokugeza izandla, ukuhlala khatshana nakhatshana, futhi social distancing, ukugqoka i-mask, bengashiyani le-mask, nokuhamba ezinsweni esalekile lanxa kuthiwa siyafuna ukuhamba endlini. Abantu babayekele ukuhamba ezinsweni ngoba sokutholakele ukuthi izinsa ngama-super spreaders.
Yeah, okay. We are coming to the end of our show now. Marvelous, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. To also thank our guests, Tangatina, Mujare, Savana, Madame Mombe, Mawia Panwashtaura, Anyaya Vartora, Ivo, Sejangashitawa, Amai Tanya Niwa Kuti, Nyaya, Kunis of my Kumusha Parish, in addition to Tivan, Warpi and Aku Zindufu. Panguwa ino ya COVID-19 uko kurukuzi kano kuti kuma super spreader chinoreva izho kutinduo kumwe kurukuta purirana vanu chirwere isho chiche COVID-19 saka wanga wana kutimira iwo mshwari madamu mbe kuti daipa ituwa shiru onguwa shoku zizavanu kukosha kwa kaita kuti vati erere jinenge shiru kuta urwa nava nama shuko kuta ezhe utano kana neuru mende panya iye wondo yekurukuta nenda iwe COVID-19 uyeje kutuwaende kuno baiwa nomba the COVID-19.
Yebo kese, nukuba lapa ushe lobe itulwe tulana mshanje Oliver Nelisa yungi imi usichandigile mshanga ni kuna pagi Washington. Sivuonga njalo esi spatamandla esi Westo Talaso. Unko siga zibatwa chanyanyi waina oi skulumeli soka chalwe MDC Alliance Women's Assembly. Olubona avispata na pila kubandali MDC Alliance. Sizabonana njalo ngolwesine oluza.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye saying have a very good evening. We'll meet again tomorrow on the spot with Atukurukurei.